Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Tainis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalid. Now the Tana is going to teach us the end of the brachas, the chasimais of the brachas. Before that, however, during the bracha of Geula, which is the bracha of Re'ebi Anyenu, they added a tefillah, the Tzarech HaTainis. Before they finished the words, Baruch Ata Hashem, Gael Yisrael. And this doesn't count in the six brachas. The six brachas started afterwards. Zakt the Mishnah. Once again, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Al Rishayna, the first bracha, meaning the first bracha where we started to add on tefillahs, that's the bracha of Re'evi Anyenu, Kadosh Baruch Hu see our pain. Now it's important to understand, why would they masakin? To daven for rain, or that Hashem should help us from whatever tzara during this bracha, because the bracha of Gael Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei does not refer to Geula from Galus. That we daven later on when we say Mekabetz Netchayam Yisrael, Bainah Yerushalayim, Semach David. Gael Yisrael, as the Ran explains in Masechtas Megillah, is a bracha where we're asking Hashem to constantly redeem us from the ongoing tzaras. So Al Rishayna, on the first of the added things that we say, Hu Omer, these are the words that we add before Gael Yisrael. We say Misha Ana. Now the Mefarshim explain, even before we say Misha Ana, they say the regular Aneinu that we say by every Tanis Tzibur. But afterwards they say Misha Ana Es Avram Behar Omeria. Hashem Yisbarach that answered Avram Avinu. During the time that he was Makriv, his son, on Har HaMadiyah, Hu Yana Eschem, says this Baltfilah, he should answer you as well. And the Baltfilah continues, addressing the people, the Yishma B'koil Tzakaschem HaYom Ezeh, Hashem should listen to your crying, to your Tzaka on this day. And we finish the way we would normally finish this bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Goyel Yisrael. After we finish this bracha, the Shamish would say to the Kehanim that they should blow. The Kehanim would blow a Tkiah, a Truah, and a Tkiah. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Al Hashniya. Now here it's a little tricky to teach the words Al Hashniya. Al Hashniya means the second of the long tefillahs that we're going to say, but it's actually the first of the added six brachas. So according to the Tanakhama, we said at this point the psukim that we say during Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, the psukim of Zechrainais. How do we finish off? So Al Hashniya, on the second of the long tefillahs, which is the first of the six brachas, Hu Omer, he finishes off, and Misha Anas Aviseinu Al Yamsaf, Hashem Yisbarach, who answered our fathers when we cried out to him, when we saw the Mitzrayim chasing us, Hu Yana, he should answer Eschem Yu V'Yishma Koil Tzakaschem, and he should hear the koil of your crying out Hayom Hazeh on this day. And we finish, we conclude with the bracha of Zechrainus that is said in Rosh Hashanah. Baruch Ata Hashem, Zeicher HaNeshkachais. Gebenched are you, Hashem, you remember all things that are forgotten. The Yidden seemed to have been forgotten in Mitzrayim many years. It looked like they gave up on the Geula. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not forget. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them the entire time and took them out when the time came. So Zeicher HaNeshkachais is really a way of us saying it may look like we're forgotten, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just waiting for the right moment for Geula. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Al HaShlishis, on the third of a long brachas, which is actually the second of the extra six brachas. And that's the bracha of Shaifreis or Shaifareis. So after we say the psukim of Atin Nikleis, so the same way we would say Arash Hashanah by Musaf, Huaymer, he says, concluding, and Misha Anas Yeshua Bagilgol, Hashem Yisbaruch Hu answered Yeshua. When he took over Yerichai, that's when Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan was in Gilgal. Huyana, he should also answer Eschem you now, during this time period. The Yishma Kol Tzakaschem, he should hear the voice of your crying and screaming Hayom Hazeh this day. And we conclude, Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Teruah. Now once again, after this bracha is concluded, the Shamish says to the Kehanim they should blow, and the Kehanim blow. You have to remember that Yeshua was also answered through shofars. When they surrounded the city seven times, you remember they blew with their shofars? Vayter Zakta Mishnah Al Haraviyas, on the fourth of the long brachas, which is the third of the extra six brachas, after they say the psukim from the capital Shir HaMalitz al Hashem Batzaras Likharasi, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, who Omer, he says, as he comes to the end of the bracha, Mishanes Shmuel Bamitzvah. Hashem is Baruch Hu answered Shmuel Hanavi when he came to save Klal Yisrael from the Pelishtim. And that was when Klal Yisrael had gathered in the city of Mitzpah. So it says over there, Vayizak Shmuel El Hashem Ba'ad Yisrael V'yaneu Hashem. And Hashem answered him. So who Yane? He should also answer Eschem Yuvi Yishma B'koil Tzakaschem. He should hear the koil of your crying out to Hashem Ayyamazan this day. And we conclude the Barichat Hashem Shoymeya Tzaka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the crying. Once again, after the bracha, the Shamish turns to the Kayhanim. He instructs them to blow. Vaitrizok Mishnah al Chamishis, on the fifth of the long brachas, which is the fourth of the extra six brachas. After they say the psukim of Shir Lamalis Esa Einei Alaharim, who Omer, he says, ending the bracha, Misha Anes Eliyo Behar HaKarmel. Hashem Yisbaruch Hu answered Eliyo Yanavi when he was makriv his karbin on Har HaKarmel. Remember the Navi Baal, they had their Mizbeach. Eliyo had his Mizbeach. And Hashem made all of those Nisim, where the fire came down on Eliyo's side. And Eliyo davened that the fire should come down in Hashemayim. And there were many things that could have gone wrong. Chiel, that was his name, he hid in the Mizbeach of the Avodah Zarah, and he was going to light a secret fire. And the snake came and bit him. And Eliyo poured huge, huge amounts of water. First, he just washed his hands, but it became huge amounts of water, and the fire came up in the water. It was to show everyone that this was no trick. This was a bracha that came from Shemayim. Hu yana eschem, he should answer you v'yishma. And he should hear b'kol tzakaschem ayam zeh, barichata Hashem, shomea tefillah. The reason we finish off over here, shomea tefillah, is because by Eliyo it says that he davened aneini Hashem aneini. Answer my tefillah. So we stress the union of tefillah. Once again, at this point, the Shamish turned to the Kehanim, and what did he say to them? They should blow, and they would blow Tkia, Trua, and Tkia. We'll learn more about this later on, V'yaz Hashem. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Alashishis, on the sixth of the long brachas, which is the fifth of the extra six brachas. So they said, Shir HaMalos Memakim Kirasicha. Afterwards, he said, finishing off the bracha, Mishanes Yoyna Mimei Hadaga. Hashem Yisbaruch Hu answered Yoyna Hanavi when he was in the stomach of the fish. And he davened that Hashem should take him out. Hu Yana Eschem, he should also answer you v'yishma b'kol tzakaschem ayam zeh. He should hear your crying on this day. And we finish. Barichato Hashem ha'oina b'es tzara, who answers during a time of tzara. That's because the psukim by Yoyna say k'rasi mitzara li. So the ends of the brachis over here are connected to the psukim. And once again over here, the Shamish turns to the Kehanim, and what does he tell them to do? They blow Tkia, Trua, Tkia. Vaitrizak the Mishnah ala Shvias, on the seventh of the long brachis. That's because we're counting what we added by Goel Yisrael, but really it's the sixth of the official six extra brachis. After we say the psukim of Tfilah Anikiyatev, who Omer, he says, finishing off, Mishanes David v'Yashlema benai. Whoever answered David and his son Shlema v'Yishalayim, Hashem Yisbaruch Hu answered David HaMelech when he davened in Yerushalayim about the hunger that was in Eretz Yisrael there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also answered the tefillos of David's son Shlema HaMelech when he davened during the time of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer the tefillos of Klal Yisrael when they daven in the Beis HaMikdash and when there's a hunger in the land. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, I heard your tefillah. So hu yana eschem, he should answer you v'yishma b'kol tzakaschem hayoyim hazeh. And we finish off barichato Hashem hamerachem al ha'aretz, who has rachmanis on the land. And that's because in these tefillahs they were mispal on Eretz Yisrael. That's how we finish off hamerachem al ha'aretz. Once again, after this bracha, the Shamish turns to the Kehanim, and what does he tell them to do? That's right. Tkia, Trua, and Tkia. So quickly chazering over, basically in this Mishnah we learned that there were seven added things, but there were six added brachas, because the first added thing came in the middle of the bracha of Goel Yisrael, and during the bracha of Re'enu Vanyenu, we added Mishanes Avram Bahara Maria, Hu Yana Eschem, V'yishma V'kol Tzakaschem Yem Hazeh, and then we finish off the regular Barichat Hashem Goel Yisrael. So it's not an added bracha, we just added something in the bracha, we made the bracha longer. And then come the six added brachas. We draw on the tefillah of Misha'anes Aviseinu al Yamsuf. He should answer you when we finish off Barichat Hashem Zecher HaNashkachetz, that's the Zechrainais. Then we draw on the tefillah of Yeshua, Misha'anes Yeshua ba-Gilgal, when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, when he took over Yerichai. So we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please answer us as well. The Baal Tefillah actually addresses the crowd. And he says, Hu Yana Eschem, he should answer you as well. And really, why does the Baal Tefillah exclude himself from the crowd? Why shouldn't he say, answer us? The Mefarshim explain, when the Baal Tefillah sang a bracha of Shvach, he's praising Hashem, he's not allowed to take himself out, you're also praising Hashem. But over here, that he's being ma'ayr the people to Tefillah, so he talks to them directly. I'm your Shliach, and I'm begging Hashem, please, Hashem should listen to you. The people got the message in a stronger way this way. And by this bracha, we finish Barachat Hashem Shomea Teruah, because Yeshua, he blew with Shifras. That's how the Yeshua came. That was Ma'ori the Yeshua. Then we draw on the Schusim of Shmuel HaNavi. We say, Mishana Shmuel Bamitzvah. And that's when Shmuel HaNavi came to save Klal Yisrael from the Pelishtim. And over here we are Messiah in Barachat Hashem Shomea Tziaka. Because it says over there, Vayizak Shmuel, that he cried out to Hashem. Za'aka and Za'aka are similar enough. Then we draw on the Schusim of Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. He was mispal, Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu Hashem, answer us. And we conclude this bracha, Barichato Hashem Shemea Tefillah. Then we draw on the Schusim of Yaina, who was mispal, please Hashem, take me out. Amin et Sara. And here we finish Barichato Hashem, Aina B'yeh Sara. And then we draw on the Schusim of David and Shloime, who were mispal for Klal Yisrael, who were mispal for Eretz Yisrael. And here we finish off Barichato Hashem, HaMerachem al Haaretz. What we have to understand from here is that all the stories in Navi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the tefillahs of the Nevi'im, those Nevi'im, they weren't just mispal for themselves. They were mispal for all future generations. Whatever is in the Torah is nitzchias, goes on forever. And therefore we can draw on the koyach of the Avos and the Nevi'im and so on, so that our tefillahs join their tefillahs for Hashem to answer us.